We talk about the concept of an asham. The Metzora has to bring an asham as one of its sin offerings. It's in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Metzora. The Svarna points out the idea of the concept of an asham in general. What is the concept of an asham? We translate as a guilt offering, not to be confused with a chatas, which is a sin offering. So we translate that as a guilt offering. What is the notion of what an asham is? Says the Svarna, we've explained that the concept of an asham, hu al ma'al behektish. The concept is when a person misappropriates holy property that's supposed to be used for the Beis HaMikdash or for the Mishkan, they misappropriate for their own use. Kamo chatas al chiyav kares, like a sin offering would be on a chiyav kares. And so he explains that, what does this mean that you're ma'al behektish, which means you're misappropriating holy temple property? So he says, because tzara'as comes on a number of things, but the two that are famous are lashon hara and gasas haruach. Lashon hara, negative speech on someone, and gasas haruach is what we call gaiva, haughtiness. Shashneim me'ila bakodesh. Both of these two things are actually an aspect of me'ila. You're misappropriating temple property. How is this so? So he says, lashon hara, ikaro b'seiser. The whole essence of lashon hara is that we do it privately. So he says, as if you're taking something from Hashem. Hashem knows everything, but you're now spreading something about somebody else. Lashon hara is only when it's true. You're spreading someone about somebody else in privacy from somebody from the other person. So if you're taking this private matter from Hashem and now spreading it to somebody else. Which the Gemara tells us, however, someone who violates a sin privately is worse than the person who violates him publicly, because it's as if they're dochek ragle shchina, as if they don't even recognize that Hashem is around them. They're like, I can do it privately; He's not there. So, a person is going to be spreading these laws, these facts about somebody else without the other person there, is in fact doing it because they're afraid of the person, they're not actually afraid of Hashem. And therefore he says, Hamizgaya, someone who has gaiva, who's haughty. Namagova inayim vrocha vevav oso lo ochal. Someone who has this haughtiness to that person, he will not eat with me. Kiyamar kadosh baruch hu zeh gonev mabushai. This person is taking my clothing. As if when a person has haughtiness, he's saying that he's in control, and it's not Hashem, it's if you're taking the king's clothing away. Therefore, these two scenarios are two scenarios where it's considered a level of me'ila, where in fact you're taking God's property. You're showing that you're in control, that He's not around, and therefore this is one of the concepts that we have of an asham.